Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I want to start this podcast out with a little bit of attitude of gratitude. Now, when I started this podcast over 2.5 years ago, my first month, I got 100 listeners. I was blown away. It's like totally cool. Okay, so I got 100 people to listen to it. And then slowly it started inching up and got to 1,000 and then started inching up a little bit more. And finally it got to a point where it doubled. Just all of a sudden just doubled and got to 2,000. And then after a couple of months, it doubled again. It went to close to 4,000. And over the last couple of months, it's doubled again. So that tells me that you guys are listening, you're commenting, you're liking, and you're sharing. And I just want to say I appreciate you and all the things you're doing. If you haven't yet, give us a review on iTunes. Keep sharing, keep posting, keep liking. And you're helping me get the word out to a bunch of people about some awesome stuff, awesome guests. So I just want to say I appreciate you and all that help. But today, what we're really going to talk about is something I call the three C's, okay? And the title of today's podcast is, I can see clearly now, see in air quotes, letter C, three secrets that will help you grow your business. All right, so what are those three C's? Well, the first one is content. All right, I'm a firm believer in generating your own content. Yes, you can share other people's stuff, but if you want to be the expert, if you want to be seen as somebody that's going to stand out from the crowd, then you have to create your own content. That's this podcast, my blog, videos, whatever it is that you want to do. But if you want to get your business seen out there, you've got to spend the time to generate some original content. And that's one of the secrets of the Bacon System, is I talk about having that content, making it measurable by being able to check Google Analytics and then driving people back to your website, which is where all the fun happens. That's where the connections happen, add people to your email list, maybe generate some business. May or may not be the right time, but you never know. You know, so the bottom line is, if you follow that system, you're going to see some great results. How do I know? Because I've taught it to a lot of people and they've seen great results, and I do it for myself. And part of the way I've been able to grow this podcast is by sharing to all my social media, and this is content. So the second C of this is consistency. As I said a couple of minutes ago, I've been doing this podcast for 2.5 years. And it started out with 100. And a lot of people would say, okay, I got 100, I got 300, I plateaued at 600, and it's not getting me any business. I give up. Let me tell you a quick story. I was giving a speech at a Vistage event. And now Vistage is a high-level mastermind where people pay $12,000 or more a year to be involved in it. And there are other high-level masterminds where people pay $24,000, $50,000, you know, just incredible amounts of money. But I was a guest speaker, so I was talking about LinkedIn. And this, again, was 2.5 years ago, right around when I started doing this podcast. One of the people in the room got on my email list and since then has been reading my blogs, listening to the podcast. And then finally, out of the blue, I get an email from this person that says, hey, I saw you at Vistage, loved what you had to say. I'd love to have a conversation because now I think it's time to get started on my own marketing messages. So we had that conversation. And guess what? She signed up as a coaching client. And so now I've got a client that after 2.5 years finally figured out now is the time to do what it is that you were teaching. So that consistency, that commitment to consistency has paid off. And I know a lot of people that try a little bit of this and try a little bit of that, and then all of a sudden they just drop off the face of the earth. Why? Because they're not seeing the results. Do you have the patience to wait 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2.5 years to see results from what you're doing? I certainly was not one of those people, but I've learned that I have to be, because it pays off. Now, this did not happen just once. This has happened a couple of times over the last couple of months. And it's happened even more, you know, in various different ways. Maybe I didn't give a speech, but maybe it was a referral that somebody was paying attention to all the stuff I was doing and say, hey, check out Brian, contact him. It's taken a long time to develop that base. And the consistency of continuing to do it every single week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, podcast, Tuesday, blog, Wednesday, expert interview, Thursday, email marketing, every single week I do the same thing. That consistency has paid off. And the people that I've taught how to do this have seen the same results. So consistency in creating content is incredibly important. Now, the third C has multiple C's. It actually should start out with an H, which is help. We all need help to do this. You know, I don't do it all on my own. I have virtual assistants that edit my blog, that creates my email. Now, I love audio editing, so I have no problem doing my own podcast. This is something that is in my wheelhouse and I love to do. So I don't need help doing that, but there are other things where I do need help. So the C's, and actually there's three C's here, is you maybe need a coach to help you change your mindset on how to overcome the things that you're doing and get your messages right. And I pay a coach every single month, and I've had one for the past 4 years, and it's made a huge difference. And where is it making a difference? In my bottom line, in real dollars and cents. And it's part of that that has really helped me grow my business and become a better business person, a better coach, a better marketing consultant, all the things I need to do. The second one is contract. Maybe you need to have a contract employee or a virtual assistant. So I have 4 virtual assistants that work with me all the time. And they've really helped me to take down my workload so I can get more done in less time. And then the third C of all three C's is consultant. Maybe you need to hire a temporary consultant to come in and help you set up systems, to help you learn how to do things so that you can systematize the way that you run your business, the way that you create communications, the way that you can generate more business. And so those are the things I want you to look at. Number one, are you creating great content? Are you creating stuff that people are paying attention to, that are liking, sharing, and caring about? Number two, are you consistently doing this? Are you doing it on a regular basis? Don't give up too soon. Have you ever seen that graphic where one guy is digging and is getting to the diamond mine and gives up like an inch away, and the other guy hits it because he keeps digging? Well, I'm telling you, 2.5 years is a long time to dig, but I'm starting to see the results. And then the last C is the coach, a contract employee, or a consultant. Get help to help you make your business grow. And don't try to do it all on your own. We all need help. So if you like this, I have something else for you. It's called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM. Check it out. It's only $1 for 4 phone calls for the first month. It's group coaching, masterminds, and some great tips. I think you'll love it. Check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.